What am I supposed to do? Don't understand it. Tell me, how could you be so low? TKO.
TKO, Justin Timberlake, Y94, the number one hit music station, home of the Y94 Morning Playhouse, where Zero, Rat, and Maggie pick your purse. We do it at 7:10 this morning, so we're getting closer and closer. If you hear your name, make sure you call us at 237 so you can select what purse you want out of the Y94.com purse boutique. At about 7:20 this morning, a chat with Danielle. I think she has kind of an interesting tactic that maybe a lot of women of the Playhouse family could use on their boyfriends or husbands this November. But right now, it's all Maggie time. This is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Maggie, it is your time to shine. As the most tender, as the most sentimental, as the most caring member of the show, it is your duty to solve the relationship love issues that are submitted at Y94.com under Quick Links, Maggie the Love Doctor. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hillary says, "Dearest Maggie the Doctor of Love, I'm wondering if you, Maggie, would dump a guy who has repeatedly told you that he is in love with his ex. He tells me that she is a non-issue because she's with somebody else, but he does still love her and always will. He said he cares for me, but will always love her. What do I do?"
Personally, I couldn't do it. Your ex is an ex for a reason. Maybe she has moved on. She's in a relationship, but clearly he hasn't, if he still loves her.
Doesn't really make sense for you to be committed to somebody that's like, well, I kind of love somebody
else.
No,
you're wasting your time with him.
Carson says, "Maggie, I know you're the love guru. Maybe you can help me. My girlfriend is constantly looking for my Facebook friends and pointing at every single female saying, 'Who is this? Who is she? How do you know her? When's the last time you talked to her?' I've never cheated, so I don't understand why she's so concerned about these random female Facebook friends. How do I get her to just calm down and leave me alone?"
Wow, girl's got some issues, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just need to talk to her and be like, "Hey, you know what? These are my friends. You can deal with the fact that I have friends that are girls," or, you know, like, it's Facebook, I think is what it comes down to. It's just Facebook. It's not like he's constantly calling them, texting them, hanging out with them. I don't know.
And just because you've randomly connected with somebody on Facebook and they're in your friends
your best
list,
friends.
That means you even interact.
Exactly.
When's the last time you interacted with a single one of your Facebook friends?
I'll get rid of my Facebook for you. Deleted.
Delete the entire thing. Deactivated. Maggie, Jenny wants to know, "Maggie the Love Doctor, my parents are very religious and can't stand that I've been living with a guy for 3 years and he hasn't proposed yet. I keep telling him this, but things aren't moving forward. I told him I might need to just move out. We can date, but I gotta move out so my family will leave me alone if he doesn't propose soon. Do you think I need to actually get my own apartment just to get things moving here?"
I think if you get your own apartment, it's going to move in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've lived with him for 3 years. I think your parents need to just get over that.
Okay.
It's not like you've lived with him for 3 months and your parents are mad that you moved in with a man you're not married to. I mean, you've lived with him for 3 years.
3 years. I mean,
that's
if she started at NDSU and moved in at the same time with him, she's getting close to being done. What more year left?
Right.
At some point, don't you just say something to your family like,
exactly,
"Get off my back"?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it alone.
So it's not so much his issue or her issue, it's
her
the family's issue.
Yeah.
Okay. And last one for you, Maggie the Love Doctor. Devin says, I didn't think we were going to do this one.
Okay.
"My girlfriend smells funny sometimes, like in ways that would be awkward for me to bring up, if you get what I'm saying. What should I do? I don't want her going to work like that." Rat, can you whisper to Maggie exactly what's going on there?
Yes.
So.
I kind of wish this wasn't on the list.
I didn't think it was. I thought we'd kind of screened that one out.
I really don't know.
Rat, you want to tackle that one? Devin, I'll just go ahead and I'd buy a loofah.
I don't know.
Buy a loofah.
Maybe if it affects you specifically, you can bring that up. I wouldn't be saying like, "Hey, I'm worried you might smell funny at work."
Right.
What?
I don't know.
I don't like it. Sorry, Devin, brother. I got nothing.
Maybe the text clubbers want to help you out. She stinks. What is it? This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
Pick your purse. It's next.
The Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
You know, if you get a little crazy once in a while, that's when things get interesting.
Y94.